You are now listening to The Raw, The Bad, and The Other.
I'll probably miss the rest of the round table. We're all about the ugly. The podcast will tell you what we like, didn't like, or was just flat out horrendous. It is your favorite tag team partner. It's me, Star the Pro.
It's Miller.
What's going on with you, man?
Same old. Can't call it, man.
Yeah. Same old shit. Just a different day.
Lots of wrestlings.
Yeah, especially because we missed so much. I mean, I've been trying to catch up like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, I haven't missed anything. Well, collectively we have. But I've been watching too much. I had a little overload. I was like, oh, shit. But there's been a lot of good stuff. Mm-hmm. Although I will say, I was looking forward to, like, the whole rebrand of TNA and for, the whole Scott D'Amore stuff kind of soured me on that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm even watching it. I'm not saying the show wasn't dope, and that they didn't, like, try hard, but I don't know, just the same passion isn't, because I feel like they're like, damn, our pops ain't here type thing, you know what I mean,
if that makes sense,
if I felt that vibe a little bit,
mm-hmm.
But they're trying, that's all you can ask for.
I still don't understand why they got rid of them.
Yeah, I mean, I get it from a business standpoint, if you're looking at Like, I don't get why you got rid of them when you're doing a relaunch. That just doesn't go together. You know what I mean? Like, if it stayed Impact and they weren't doing the whole we're TNA again, doing all that, you know what I mean? And he does this fiery speech, right? Yeah. It's kind of, you know what it reminds me of? It's kind of like how people felt, and I, to an extent, maybe me a little bit, you know, when Cody would give those speeches, it's the alternative, and then when he left, you were kind of like, man, all them speeches you gave about the alternative and all this, and here we go. So it's kind of like that, in a sense of you got this big fiery, like, rah-rah speech, and then they were like, yeah, but you fired though, bro. And so it kind of deflates everything, like, damn.
Yeah.
Why even do that? Stay Impact, and then do whatever you did, and it's kind of a different vibe to it. You feel me?
Yeah.
As you would say, the optics.
The optics, man. They just don't look right.
It's about the optics, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I just didn't, I don't know, man. But even with Cody, too, it was just, you do this, but I understood, you have to still continue with the business.
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do. You gotta do
until
business.
Until you leave. Alright, shit, man. No, let's get to it, shit. You have a match to watch for?
Yeah, you know what? My match to watch for, I could go for the obvious of Will Ospreay and Kyle Fletcher, but I'm actually going to throw a curveball, and I want to say that everybody should check out Shane Taylor versus Bryan Danielson from Collision last night. We're recording this on Sunday, by the way, from Collision. I thought that match was great. It was a great display of Shane Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it also displayed kind of, I think, the idea around Collision being different. It was a lot more wrestling based.
Yeah.
If you know what, and it's funny because they were in Atlanta, it felt like when I would watch WCW Saturday Night, and it was like William Regal versus someone. You know what I mean? Like, there was, you know, a lot of back and forth. It was a lot of character work. That's what I really liked, because I liked Shane Taylor showing he was a badass, he's mean, and like, hey, I love Keith Lee. Love him to death. Everybody loves Keith Lee, but I know right now he's not healthy, right? Gotta get healthy, and hopefully that happens, and he can fit back into his spot. But while he's gone, or while you're looking at, who fits him, I feel like Shane Taylor is that big dude, that bully dude, even from a heel sense of like, I'm gonna fuck you up. Yeah. Whether I win or lose, you going in there with Shane Taylor, you're like, shit.
Shane Taylor's a
that
big dude.
Right. He's that bulldozer type dude though, where it's like, that's cool, but you go, you know, when MJF was throwing people out there, that's to me another dude who would be like, you know what, that's fine, you want a shot. But you gotta go through Shane Taylor, like, damn, dog.
You may win, but you're
gonna punish you. Right, I'm gonna come out different. So yeah, I say that to say Shane Taylor, Bryan Danielson. I thought it was a great match. Check that out from Collision.
Yep. All right, news and rumors.
So just suddenly, Yutaka Yoshi. Anybody who's familiar with New Japan or All Japan, he actually used to be tag team partners with Hiroshi Tanahashi. He passed away. I guess it was last night, would be early morning in Japan. He actually competed in the Championship Carnival tournament. That's kind of like the G1 for All Japan. He was ill. It wasn't like an injury he had in a match, but they said he was ill, went to the hospital, and he passed away. There's not more information yet, but that's crazy.
Yeah.
He was 50, so he wasn't old, or you know what I mean? And he was still competing at a decently high level. So it was wild that that happened.
Yeah, that's crazy stuff. Too. Yeah. The creator of Dragon Ball, Z just passed away too, man. What's going on in Japan right now? Yeah.
It's crazy.
Akira Toriyama. That was the creator.
Stephanie Van Queer from CMLL, she beat Julia. Remember, Julia's leaving Stardom. She's going to go over Rosie to start whatever he's starting up over there. But Stephanie Van Queer, she won the Strong Women's Championship. The reason why that's important is because I know she, you know, with the partnership with CMLL, the women haven't been over yet. And, like, the women in CMLL, bro, they go wrestle. So she's one of them. And I know Tony talked about it in the press conference that he really, really wanted to bring her over. So I feel like this is kind of a move to kind of slide her into being able to come over. So I think that's going to be a real dope, like, I want people to be able... I like that they're displaying people like Titan and Mystico, even though people saw him before. I feel like it's better that they see him now. And I like... Some people were arguing, like, why even mention that he was Sin Cara at one point? Like, because... Like, he...
So you recognize who he is?
Right, he got thrown into, you know, a bad...
Although it was two Sin Caras.
Right. But he was the one that botched it all.
All the time.
Everything. But, you know, the lights were an issue. It was, there was a lot of weird things they did where... But, yeah, he's the one that they always talked about. You know, well, I won't say talked about. We saw it. He would botch a lot of moves and whatnot. Also, Kazuchika Okada...
He was his own botchamania.
His own botchamania. Kazuchika Okada debuted for AEW. I'm sure everybody saw that. They talked about, I think it's like $4 million a year.
Damn.
Yeah.
Man, tell him to fuck, give me a dollar.
Hey, man. He deserves it. The pop. Woo.
Yeah.
I was like, woo, when he came out. And then even him wrestling on Collision, I was like, wow, all right.
Oh, really?
Like, not that,
yeah, I ain't watched Collision yet.
Yeah, so he came out and attacked, well, basically.
Yeah, I've seen he attacked Eddie King. Well, I did watch.
So then on Collision, him and the Young Bucks had a... I wouldn't even call it a trios match because it was all Kazuchika Okada basically beating the hell out of other three dudes. But it was a good display for people who haven't seen him, and also great for us who love him. And so it was just dope. And it's going to be fun to see him be a heel again. Kevin Kelly got fired from AEW. It's a whole thing around that with Ian Rigabani talking about how he... I forget what he accused him of, but some of the conspiracy stuff, you know, being like a conspiracist. He said something like that in context of somebody's question, but this was a while back, right? So somehow their beef carried over. It got mentioned by Kevin Kelly. He said he libeled him. It was a whole mess of drama, and somehow out of all of it, Kevin Kelly's the one who had to go. And some of it says that they didn't like his work on Collision. I didn't really have a problem with it, but in the end of the day, if the boss ain't feeling it, it is what it is. Yeah. And the one thing I will say, I didn't hate his commentary on Collision, but he didn't know a lot. It felt like a downgrade from his work on New Japan because he knew so much. And and it was like, do you know what's going on? Or are you just calling what's happening as you see it? Like, your homework. And it just is part of it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then last but not least, it's official for night one. WrestleMania, it'll be Seth Rollins and Cody against The Rock and Roman Reigns.
Did you see that promo?
I didn't watch that whole thing. I can't watch that whole thing. But I did see the end of it.
It's a good promo.
Where he smacked him. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
I was like, geez.
Nah, I liked it. I like how you brought up, like, yeah, you're the youngest of three, right? So, yeah.
It was 12 years apart?
No, I thought it was 20.
20 years, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's 20 years apart. It's because he was a mistake. And then when he slapped him, I said, oh, that was gold. It was a smooth way to set that up. Yeah. Although the only thing that was weird is, like, you do all this security and then, like, for what? Because you knew you wasn't going to break this off in a brawl because Seth probably isn't ready yet to like, even fake fight. I mean,
and you don't want to mess around and have him. Those get weird, so the slightest thing can mess everything up.
Yeah. So, even, like, the story of having them, like, damn, well, how did the hell did they get past security without y'all noticing and shit like that? Yeah. I was just like, that was kind of a waste. They could have just had them go in the ring and cut a promo. I like The Rock's new entrance, too. Did you see that?
I didn't notice.
Oh, yeah.
I know the eyes are red on the bull.
Yeah. Oh, no, you got to see it, though. You know, the only thing I felt like the cameraman fucked it up because I'm like, why wouldn't you just show the whole thing? But they tried to cut to, like, fan reaction as they're trying to do the new... I'm like, dude, this is a...
Show the entrance. You can deal with that.
Yeah, yeah, you see the crowd.
That's afterwards. Yeah.
Yeah. I was just like, what the fuck are you doing?
I don't remember them doing that with Roman Reigns' entrance. They showed that whole thing the first time. Yeah, yeah. I was like, this is epic. What the hell is this?
Right. I was just like, the fuck are they doing? Like, why would you do this? No, it's actually pretty dope and shit.
Shake it out.
I definitely think The Rock is going to turn on Roman. I think they're definitely trying to set that up. But that's all you got? Nothing else?
Yeah,
no, nope. I think this is the first time in a long time we don't have any fucking Vince McMahon news.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, that's what's up.
We talk about him selling stock, but in the end of the day, who cares about that?
I mean, they do that all the time anyway.
Dumping off all this money.
Yeah.
Dumping off this stock.
So, that doesn't matter.
Brock Lesnar is back on the page, but then some people said he never was off, so I don't know what to believe.
Yeah, I heard about that. Like, I was just like, well, maybe they just, I mean, maybe he's not a part of that anymore. Like that whole lawsuit. So.
True. So then you can't really punish somebody who's not.
Yeah, maybe they cleared his name and everything. Yeah, that's true. You know, well, you know, some people probably don't think about that, but some people are going to be
Black Adam.
Yeah, he was Ted Adam.
You
but,
said he was?
Yeah.
I know he was. I'm just saying, like, with the whole, if it was lightning, what I saw or what.
Yeah, yeah.
Right now he's showing me the Rock's entrance. Yeah. I'm going to get my live reaction to this. I'm going to see this.
Yeah, I got to show him. I said, why did you do this? Just. Then the lighting come right down. Boom. Shine the light on him.
It is his show. I mean, they made a whole show off here. Yeah.
Yeah, for real. I think people forget that, too.
Yeah, people. It gets lost in translation. They don't realize that. Like, yeah. When they ask. You know.
I'm like,
It begs the question. Could The Rock, you know, Rock is pretty similar. There was a Family Feud question that pissed me off with somebody the other day. Mm-hmm. But Is The Rock bigger than Hogan when it comes to wrestling-wise? Do you think? You know how when it comes to, because of the new generation, you know, before people wrestling Hulk Hogan, but now a lot of people, honestly, like when I talk to younger people, they're like, well, like Steve Austin, like Stone Cold, my dad had me watch Stone Cold and The Rock. You don't hear a lot of the Hulk Hogan. That doesn't happen a lot.
I don't know. I can't sit there and say, on the only reason why I probably still go Hogan is because Rock has been away and doing movies in Hollywood.
And Hogan so, kind of just
He's always been there.
That is a good point. That's a very good point.
Yeah. But now that he's on the board of directors and stuff, I think you're going to see The Rock more often.
Yeah, yeah.
And everything. Because he's kind of also, like, I think he's going to turn against Roman. Mm-hmm. But he also kind of doing, like, he's recreating the authority.
I didn't think about that.
Because if people stop trying to, like, really critique his pro, because I think the promos are pretty good. Mm-hmm. If they stop trying to really critique it, he's really throwing it out there like, I'm the fucking boss.
I'm the boss at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Storyteller, man. And he's big on storytelling. And that's the one thing that I could appreciate him being. I know he's not going to be, you know, with the pen, with Triple H writing stuff out. But having somebody on the board who gets it, and then as a part of it, isn't always a bad thing when it's somebody who understands wrestling. Because you can't say, you know, as much as people will criticize the, you know, his wrestling skill per se, you know, when he gets into all that stuff, but he gets the psychology of wrestling. He told stories that had us glued to the goddamn television. So in the end of the day,
and I really think
that's what got lost, that's gonna come back, is that those intricate pieces where you're like, oh shit, this dude was gonna turn the whole fucking time. It's just we have always been into that mode of thinking. So getting people back to that is the dope part.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it's like, oh, the signs were there, you know? Because we only would get sprinkles of that, like, with the Shield. Like, when that happened, people were legit stunned. But I think me and you, if we go back to those podcasts, we always kind of said, like, huh, something's about to happen.
Yeah. What the? Yeah, never mind. I'm not even.
You gotta love it, baby.
Yeah. You know what I think too? I do think that I don't think this was always the plan. Obviously they had to pivot because of CM Punk getting hurt too as well. But I think they also pivoted to, like, everybody being so enamored with Cody finishing his story. They said, well, why not? We don't have to have a match. Why? Because I think it might have been always in the picture for Roman to wrestle both nights, because he's supposed to take a break in the first place. That might have already been in the cards and everything. But I think they just kind of pivoted and just said, you know what? Nah, let's make Cody the ultimate babyface for this. Let him win. And if you pay attention to this promo too, he also let it be known to Seth that you're not walking out of WrestleMania the champion. If you pay attention to this promo.
Damian Priest gonna cash in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he should anyway. I mean,
Drew McIntyre could win.
I mean, Money in the Bank is
it's about to be up for him.
In July.
Yeah, so like you gotta do something with that thing. It's been too long. I was going to say, though, I think the rumor is that The Rock versus Roman Reigns is going to happen at the next Saudi Arabia show, which, that's a big deal. It's a big place to have it, so I get it.
Yeah.
You're going to have to wake up at 12 p.m. to watch it and whatnot. Yes. Fun times.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck that, though. That's a WrestleMania match. It just is. You don't have to have a title on the line.
What about the greatest Royal Rumble? Or what was it? The greatest... What was it? Because then they...
Yeah, yeah. It was,
what did, like, they call it? What did they...
Royal Rumble or something like that.
Yeah.
Which, no... You know what pissed me off about that, though?
Man, that was not good.
Was. There was nothing on the line.
Yeah.
Because what did Braun do with that belt?
Oh, nothing. He just held the belt.
Yeah. I mean, that belt was dope. I mean, I like that it was a green strap and everything.
It was the greatest Royal Rumble winner.
Yeah, but that Royal Rumble, like, and that's the thing. I don't know what Vince was thinking. I think he was just like, I'm like, give you what you want.
Right, I'll give you what you want. Fuck it. You're paying for it. Whatever you need.
Yeah, but, man, there should have been something online. There should have been some type of reward for that. Yeah.
Agreed.
Anyway.
I got the Revolution card up.
Yeah, I got the Revolution card up too. Look at me. I'm already up. I'm already on it, man. Alright. Let's get to it, man. I robbed Bad Ugly from Revolution 2024.
You want me to
Yeah, you can.
Alright.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know. It ain't too much Bad and Ugly in this motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean.
and I'm not being
biased or anything. Yeah. But it was Sting's send off. What do you expect?
Yeah.
First up, we had Christian Cage going up against Daniel Garcia. Christian Cage retained the AEW TNT Championship. Eddie Kingston defeated Bryan Danielson to retain the Continental Crown Championship and also gained his respect. Wardlow defeated Chris Jericho, Powerhouse Hobbs, Lance Archer, Hook, Brian Cage, Magnus, and Dante Martin in the All-Star Scramble match. I'm still looking forward to meet Madness, though. Roderick Strong beat Orange Cassidy to win the AEW International Championship.
Clean, too.
Huh?
Clean, too.
Really good match. And Kyle O'Reilly returned. Blackpool Combat Club of Jon Moxley and Claudio Castagnoli defeated FTR. Tony Storm beat Deonna Purrazzo. I'm going to say Purrazzo. Deonna Purrazzo to retain the AEW Women's World Championship. Will Ospreay defeated Konosuke Takeshita in a fucking video game of a match. I don't even know how to give it justice. Samoa Joe retained the AEW World Championship over Adam Page and Swerve Strickland. And Sting and Darby Allin retained the AEW World Tag Team Championship by beating the Young Bucks. And they also relinquished the titles at the end, and they will be in a tag team tournament to go along with March Madness.
That's like a good way. Yeah, that was smart.
Synergy.
Yeah.
Tony Khan's smart.
Yeah.
I'd like it if they put 64 teams. I know they probably have to pull some indie teams. That's cool. But probably not worth doing that. But do 16.
I'm about to say 16. Maybe 32. 32 is even.
32 is a good number.
Yeah.
Even but I'd be all right with 16 teams. You have enough to do 16 teams. Yeah. And then let them go. But yeah, that was AEW Revolution 2024, Sting's retirement show. However you want to start it.
You're raw.
My raw. It's hard to pick the best match from the show because I enjoyed pretty much everything on there. But I think it's a no-brainer that my raw is probably going to have to go to Takeshita and Ospreay. If you're going to debut for a new company, debut like this, like, what the fuck? Like, not only that, I think everything from the presentation of Takeshita being like that young boss, like that, you know, evil.
That dude's a dog.
He's a beast. Yeah. And the fact that he didn't get overshadowed, because in those type of situations, you can easily, you know, crumble. But clearly, and don't get me wrong, I know he's a seasoned vet of this shit. You feel me? But that's in Japan. I know he's been in front of monsters, crowds, and DDT. That's how he ended up in AEW. But it's a different beast when you're in the United States, and it's kind of your, I don't want to say coming out party, because we've already seen him shine, but you're going against this dude who, he's pretty much the franchise guy right now. We all know that. Top guy. It is what it is. To go in there and match him, to me, we expected Ospreay to be ridiculous, and he was. Taking nothing from that, obviously. But I feel like Takeshita shined in that, too, to be able to go toe-to-toe and be like, yo, don't forget, like, before this motherfucker got here, y'all was talking about me and how dope I was and wanted to see me every fucking week. So I'm here because them dudes went at it. That shit was crazy.
Yeah, that was, man, I mean, that was truly a back-and-forth match. The match was so good, Even though you knew Ospreay was going to win, right. He wasn't going to lose his debut match. It was times you might have thought, like, fuck, he might lose this motherfucker.
When he caught him and did that blue thunderbolt, bro, I was like, what the fuck? How do you even do that? Like, that's video game stuff, man. Yeah. That's, like, that just doesn't happen.
Even how this match came about was just, like, hey, you know, Don Callis sets this up.
But I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Like, this is me showcasing my family's the best.
Yeah.
And they can go out there, and I'm like, okay, that makes sense. I'm
like, and they were like, did Will Ospreay know about this? He was like, they're grown men. Well, he was like, yeah, well, since they're grown men, so you tell them? Like, no.
No, for what? They're going to fight. Yeah. God damn it. And I was just like, this dude is crazy.
Yeah. And, but Tatanka, he also been, like, groomed for this.
Yeah. Because
he's had those matches with Moxley and Jericho. Yeah. And, like, being, it was like, man, dude, truth be told, they kind of just threw his ass out there. Like, dude, this dude's such an immense talent that we just gotta throw him out there.
Right. And yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I saw him, I was like, yo, y'all don't understand who this dude is. Like, and, you know, unless you're a big fan of Peruso. You probably don't know DDT, but I was like, yo, they don't just do crazy, weird wrestling. Like, these dudes actually wrestle, so, yeah, but you're right, they kind of just threw him out there. Yeah. And he was like, oh, yeah, I'm ready. He was ready for the jump.
Yep.
But, yeah, that's definitely my Raw, Takeshita and Ospreay. Banana stuff. Crazy stuff.
Yep. All right, my Raw, I got to give it to Roderick Strong versus Orange Cassidy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, first off, this match was good. But the storytelling throughout the whole match. I'm going to attack your fucking back until you just finally can't take it anymore. And that's what he did.
But isn't that the origin of Roderick Strong, we know? Because how did we get introduced to him from ROH? Mm-hmm. He was the messiah of the backbreaker.
Yeah.
And he was destroying people.
Yeah. I mean, killing people with it. Sorry, excuse me. He was killing people with that. I mean, and... I'm talking about, I mean, I don't even know what you really actually call the move, but he basically did a lumbar jack on him that Cedric Alexander does.
Yeah.
That's his finishing move, the lumbar jack. Yeah. I mean, shit. I was shocked that he just went over clean like that. I mean, no Undisputed Kingdom interference. Just,
but it also told that story too that the injuries were catching up to Orange Cassidy.
Yeah,
because he's been defending the belt over and over.
Yeah, they talked about that too. Yeah, I think that was a good thing to bring up. How his first time holding that belt, he had 31 defenses, and it was gonna catch up to him. This one, he was at 12 in this match. If anybody can knock him off, it'll be Roderick Strong, and he definitely knocked him off. And everything. And then, Kyle O'Reilly coming back, too.
It's good to see him back.
Yeah. Yep.
I just feel... I like...
They need to sign what's the name back.
Bobby Fish?
Yeah. They need to. Because I think... Here's my thing with Kyle O'Reilly. If any time before he needs to wrestle in a tag team, to protect him...
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Here's my only thing with that. I feel like if he's going to do a singles run, is like the time is now. Because when he was kind of on that trajectory with NXT, remember they had the weird shit going on with Vince, you know, pretty much getting rid of people he shouldn't have just to spite Triple H or whatever the fuck was going on there.
That run in ROH too.
But that got caught short because he left, remember?
Yeah.
He won the title from Adam Cole, and then... lost it right back to him at Wrestle Kingdom because he was leaving to go to NXT.
Yeah.
But it's like, so my thing is, if you're going to do a singles run, now's the time to have him do it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So while I get the Bobby Fish thing and bring back Bobby Fish at some point would be cool, I just don't know about it because I finally want to see Kyle O'Reilly kind of do his own thing. Like, I don't want to say sink or swim, but...
Yeah, I just... I don't think, because the skill is there, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just health-wise, about, yeah, healthy. Just being healthy enough to do it.
You gotta give it a go.
Yeah. But yeah, that was my Raw, man. Your bat?
It's so hard to pick a bat. It was hard to have a bat, per se. You know what I will say? Okay. It's not a bat. Because I think for what they had to put together, the eight-man scramble was decent. But I think we could have got...
You talking about the 12-man tag team match? Or?
No. The scramble. The 8-man scramble. The all-star scramble.
Oh, yeah.
I think... Because the original plan was for the Mean Madness. And I got why you were doing that, because it was something the crowd was in. It's that interaction, fun match. Mm-hmm. AEW is still a parody. Not, I don't want to say a parody, but it's still a fun promotion. I think I hate to call it a payday match. Like, got to get your guys in there. Like, these guys are here. We got to get them in a match. Like, but that's what it felt like on paper, maybe. And the translation in the match was cool. But couldn't you have got the same result if you just changed it to Wardlow versus Lance Archer versus Hobbs? Wouldn't that have been a dope match, too? Instead of throwing everybody out there? That was the only thing for me. But it was still a good match. It was still a good scramble match. But instead of changing it to, since Keith Lee and Miro aren't available, we'll just put a whole bunch more people in there. Instead of doing that, I feel like they could have just done Wardlow, Lance Archer, and Hobbs and left it at that and got the same results. But I also get it because you didn't want Hobbs taking the pinfall. Because I think, who did Wardlow pin? Dante Martin.
To me, though... My biggest problem with this match was you knew Magnus, you knew Dante Martin were not going to win.
That right.
You knew, even Brian Cage, you knew he wasn't going to win. Not when he's out here losing the hook.
But it could have been a Madness with Brian Cage. Like, there you go. That's the fourth person. Like, okay, fine. Do four-way Meet Madness. I hate saying that.
Yeah, just pause.
Like, the whole premise was to get that whole reaction we had at the United Center, from the Miro-Hobbs match, so it was like, okay, then use the guys you have, but you're going to have to make it an 8-man. It still worked. It still was fun. It just, to get the result of getting Wardlow over, I don't know if it was necessary to go 8-man.
Yeah, I mean...
Wardlow needed the pay-per-view win to get his shit in and all that, but he didn't need it in the 8-man, per se. But you got to get those paydays in there, so I get it.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to see their favorites, man. Everybody wants to see the hook entrance. Everybody wants to hear Action Bronson, man.
Yeah.
People were mad when Chris Jericho the other week came out to... He didn't come out to Judas. He came out to whatever Lionheart song he used in CMLL. And they were like, what the fuck?
Fuck is this? Judas, yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, you can't. Nah, I'm sorry. He's never... Even if he goes back to WWE... He can never go back to...
Yeah, he's got to use Judas.
Yeah, he can't go back to any other music now.
Yeah, it's
got
to be Judas.
It's over with.
And I wouldn't even be mad if the crowd sings it. They have to. You have to do it. You know, there's no... From now on, to the end of time... That's crazy that at the... I don't want to say, he's retiring tomorrow, but at the end of his career, he found... What's his name? Because Break the Walls Down is dope, right?
Yeah.
And so you usually and
that was like... When that happened... When he debuted in WWE, you were like, what the fuck?
Oh,
what
my
the
God. Fuck is this?
The countdown and everything, yeah.
But Break the Wall, it rarely happens that you find another song. You know what I mean? Like, usually you got to go back to that song you had before. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But to have one that's more popular than one you had before, and it's your own shit, that's pretty dope.
Seth Rollins been able to do that.
Yeah. Yes, he has. Although, Allie gets annoyed because my wife, she gets annoyed because she's like, they stole Shinsuke's shit. And I was like, damn, kind of. It's on a different cadence. But, yeah. Yeah.
They didn't even think about that.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then yeah. See, yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
My whole fucking flow.
Bar for bar.
Drake.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Didn't even think about that.
Yeah, man, she put me on, dog.
Yeah.
Like, oh. But anyway, ugly.
My bad. Nah.
Oh, yeah, but yeah, my bad.
My bad was the finish to the Samoa Joe, Adam Page, ooh, and Swerve Strickland. And here's my reasoning why. Not that I'm mad that Samoa Joe won. It was the way they finished the match. I was just like, no. And when you go back and you watch this, you be like, oh, I understand what the fuck you're talking about. This motherfucker just took another, because this wasn't the first one. Buckshot Lariat. And then Swerve, obviously he was finna have the match won, but all of a sudden Samoa Joe pops up and then like hurts him, get him out the ring, and then put what's name in the coquina clutch. I was like, what the fuck?
Protect the move. Yeah, I got you. Okay. Yeah. I didn't even think about that. Oh shit.
Cause like he took like two or three of them bitches.
Like he should be dead.
Yeah.
And for then, the most part, they've been very good about protecting the Buckshot Lariat. Most people's finishers. Like,
yeah. And then, because I can understand you didn't want Swerve to win off hitting the Buckshot Lariat off the top, which was fucking dope as shit, yeah, that he did that shit. But I can understand you not wanting to do that. But for Samoa Joe to just pop up, like, to me, that was like him kicking out at one. At the end of a match, taking somebody's special move. I'm like, nah. You know, some people get mad about the no-selling AEW. I don't necessarily get mad about that, but I just can't. You can't no-sell in that.
Yeah, point. Right. It depends on when you do point. It. I don't mind a fighting spirit. Ah, yeah. I hate that shit. Especially so, when they go back. Like, if you do it right, it works. Like, yeah. Oh, I ate that shit, but then you hit that third one. It's like, oh, now I'm dead. I can't do no more. Yeah. You know, then, okay. So you have a good point. I got to go back and watch because I did not catch that. I think between all the ruckus and shit that was happening,
I think
I got lost in the sauce and didn't realize it.
I think he should have been out the ring for a little while. And there should have been a little bit more wrestling. But I think what it was is that they was trying to, what's the name, hits the Buckshot Lariat. So then Adam Page, he hits the Buckshot Lariat on Samoa Joe. And then Swerve pretty much waiting in the wing, comes off the top rope, hit the Buckshot Lariat. And then all of a sudden Samoa Joe pops up. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, no. Like, no. He just hit you with that. Like, he just hit you with that.
You can't pop up that fast, sir.
Yeah. I was like, no. No, I ain't like that. I felt like that was a no-sell. So, my Raw.
You mean you're ugly? Oh, you're Raw. Okay, I got you. All right. That makes sense. There's
no ugly.
I was going to say, I don't have an ugly. It's going
to
be mine.
No ugly. Let's just talk about it. Sting.
Man,
I mean, dude, Sting. If you're going to go out in the match, that's how you go out. And honestly, listen, to me, always been on the side because I actually thought that this was going to happen and everything. It, you go out on your back. But
if you're going to make an exception for somebody, though.
Yeah, it's got to be for the icon.
TK and the Young Bucks talked him into it because he was like, "Who? No." And they're like, "We don't want to win the belts from you. You don't lose." And I feel like that was kind of a token to him. I don't want to say how he was treated in WWE. Because at the end of the day, you agree to shit, you do shit. I get it. It is what it is. Right? But I think it was a token to him like, hey, that wasn't the way you should have gone out for all that you've done. Like, you are like the dude.
Yeah.
And for a lot of us, he was.
But it was kind of like a trade-off of them. Like, hey, you come to WWE, you take this loss, but we're going to put you in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which was some bullshit. You know, and he shouldn't have never signed off on that. So I'm glad that they sat there and like, no, we're going to send you off right. They did do it in the vignette. They actually had a picture of him in Ultimate Warrior too.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah. It's just they didn't have the face paint on. So if you go back and watch that vignette when he sits down in the theater, yeah, you'll see it. No, I mean, first off, fuck. Just.
How old is Sting?
He's 56. Seven.
I don't think he's man. Like, if I can do anything semblance of that,
Yeah.
At that age.
Yeah, I mean, he could be older than that. I mean, Sting been around for a minute. 64,
bro.
64.
Son of a bitch.
Shit.
How, yeah. Sway?
Yeah, oh, 7 years off?
There's no way.
Yeah. And, you know, always, because the last match I think I seen, not the last match I seen him in, but I think the last pay-per-view, I mean, it was like Botchamania and shit. So it was good to see this match not only be entertaining, not only be a celebration of the man, the myth, the legend, the icon himself, Sting, but it was, this was one of those matches where you're just like, shit, man, if I was wrestling, that's how I want to go out. This is what I want to do. And I think the way they developed that match protected Sting, so he's not in this traditional tag team match. Like, nah, this is just almost like a Texas Tornado match.
Yeah, yeah. But that's what, and he wanted that. That's, yeah. That's the Sting way.
Yep. I mean, shit, and Darby Allin. First off, the way they kicked that match off, Darby Allin, they didn't really even get to finish introducing Sting. Darby Allin just Topre Suicida. And the way he throws his Topre Suicida, like, is crazy. Remember when
CM Punk said nobody dive after he saw Darby Allin dive? He's like, nobody needs to do dives because this guy is, yeah, he's a torpedo.
Yeah, I mean, he throws his body out there. I'm like, fuck, I don't even know how he does it. Because I'd be too scared to throw my body like that. For real. Not outside the ring like that. Because, man, because if you don't make it through those ropes, there is no protecting yourself. Straight up. There is no protecting yourself. You're going too fast. Shit. But, I think everybody, if you haven't watched, you got to watch this shit from start to finish, though. Mm-hmm. And Darby Allin is fucking crazy. I mean, and the punishment that that dude took throughout this match, I mean, all the blood that was, man. You would think that dude got whipped with some chains with the fucking hooks on him. The way his shit was looking.
He's nuts, man.
Yeah.
And from that high on a glass spot.
Mm-hmm.
On real glass.
Yeah.
It's real glass. Cry your eyes out.
Yep. I mean, this, it was crazy. Your Raw, sir.
You know what? My Raw is going to go to the BCC versus FTR match.
That match is crazy, too.
Man, just great tag team wrestling. You know, no, I don't want to say pun intended, but I'm not trying to be funny when I say no flips and shit. Just guys just beating the fuck out of each other. Just brutal. And it's like just European uppercuts that just sound like whips against people's flesh, and just, and then I can't even say no flips because there was crazy sunset flips. Just,
yeah,
they all knew how to work, and like, I think I have a new appreciation for Jon Moxley's versatility, because I think you take for granted, like, this motherfucker could brawl, he could wrestle, he could ultra violent, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He could strong style. Like, we have to appreciate the fact, and I hope that it gets said more often, like, this dude is probably one of the more versatile, like, no wonder TK is like, what do you want? Like, what do you need, John, for you to be here? Like, cause, yeah.
Well, I think that's part of the reason why he left WWE in the first place, too.
Because he was putting the box, yeah.
Yeah. And remember, he talked about that, too. Like, fuck. Like, he get the damn storyline. Like, why the fuck would I say this? Or why do we got to do this?
Because you're crazy and off the head. Like, yeah, but nobody says this shit. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah. It's like, man. I think sometimes in WWE, the problem is you gotta let the character develop the character.
Mm.
And shit. I am the character, yo. I don't need you to develop that shit for me. Let me do it. And if I fail, I fail. But if I succeed, I succeed. It's natural. Yeah.
But that's the problem. I think a lot of stuff has to be so forced instead of being natural.
That. Yeah.
But they're getting back to it. Because you heard about what they said about Triple H being in charge with commentary.
Mm.
That it's a lot it's a lot better. You don't have somebody like in your ear. And I can bear watching. Do you know the difference of not having the goddamn camera zooms? I mean, it's like night and day, bro.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I get to see somebody actually take the fucking suplex.
Yeah.
And I don't have to worry about the
camera freaking fucked up.
And my ADD and everything else going nuts because I can't handle it. Oh, sorry for the rant. Anyway, but yeah. What was I saying? Yeah. I don't even remember when I went off on a crazy rant. Oh, we were talking about FTR.
Yep.
But I just thought, like, all together, the way that they put that match together, I like the push for Jon Moxley. Now I understand why Mox and Claudio won. Because I feel like they're going to go far in the tournament. But ultimately, I feel like FTR is going to be in the final somewhere.
I wouldn't be surprised if they win it.
FTR wins the whole thing?
No.
Oh, Mox and...
Yeah.
I'd like that. I wouldn't be against that.
We've seen that picture already.
Ooh, yeah, good point.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, we've seen it. Just like, I think the reason why West Name only was able to defend that belt 12 times, and I like the story that was going towards it, was because we seen that picture already. Mm-hmm. Just like, like, I don't think if AEW wants to be the alternative to WWE,
you can't keep
recycling
it. But that's why, that's one of the reasons I appreciated Daniel Garcia going against Christian instead of Edge, or sorry, Adam Copeland, because it, to me, it had that WCW vibe. Because even though you knew like Chris Benoit had something going on with Kevin Sullivan, it didn't mean he wasn't gonna have to have this match with, you know, Dean Malenko or fucking Booker T, and they were gonna have to do, you know, whatever, or he wasn't gonna have to go against Ultimo Dragon.
Dean Malenko is one of my favorite wrestlers.
One of the best. Ever.
Top five dead or alive. The man with a thousand holds. Fuck. Yeah.
The Iceman.
Yeah.
Dude. And the way he would just come to the ring and just no expression, like, I'm going to fuck
you up.
Mm-hmm. Another one. That's another dude with the Shane Taylor West name.
Yeah.
And Shane, go talk to Dean. If you hear this, Shane, go talk to Dean with the West name. Except you got a whole personality. That's totally different. But Dean was that dude, too, for them cruiserweights. You're like, oh, shit, he got to go to Dean Malenko?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dog, that's going to be a rough night for you, dog. You might win, dog. You about to fuck your arm up. You're going to tear your arm up, your leg up.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going to know.
Yeah, you're just going to be
like, hey, man, what's going on?
Yeah. Stretch. Battered and bruised.
He's going to stretch ya.
Yeah. No, Dean Malenko. For real. I mean, definitely top five cruiserweights.
Oh, yeah.
All time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Probably Mount Rushmore.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely Mount Rushmore. Along with Rey Mysterio. Rey Mysterio, Mount Rushmore.
Rey Mysterio for me would probably be the top one. I lied. Jushin Thunder Liger will always be top. Sorry, Jushin Thunder Liger. I forgot.
Yeah.
Jushin Thunder Liger is always going to be that. Because for me, that was the first person I saw when I saw that Super Brawl 2.
But you put Eddie Guerrero, though.
See, but Eddie Guerrero is so much more than a cruiserweight. Like, if we're
I'm just saying, I guess if you're talking about, like, just because, I mean, obviously you have to add Chris Jericho to that.
Right, but that's what I mean. Right, I feel like those two guys kind of are off on a... There's a different category for them. Like, we're talking all time. Not that Dean Malenko is not one of the best wrestlers ever, but when we're talking, like, personality, everything that goes into it all, like, Eddie's in my conversation for, like, top wrestlers ever.
Because
he just had that... difference, like, he was just you know.
He's top 15. Eddie's top 15.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if he's top. I don't know if he cracks the top 10.
If he had more time, it would have been ridiculous, though.
He definitely doesn't crack the top. He definitely doesn't crack the Mount Rushmore.
No, he's not on Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, yeah. Mount Rushmore. Gotta be Sting. Ric Flair. Shawn Michaels is in there for me. And shit. Bret Hart could have been in there. The excellence of execution, but he did some things. Undertaker, maybe. He's top 10. Fuck. I mean, it's so hard to put just that. Man, who's that top for? Who's that for? And shit. Daniel Bryan on his way. CM Punk. I mean, that top four is probably going to change by when their careers are all over with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. CM Punk probably never cracked that top four because he took so long. He took too many years off that... Like, even though he put in on some decent matches in AEW, they're just not the same quality that he had put on.
I mean, I'll say they were dope, man. I think it's all the other stuff that kind of overshadows it all and makes
Yeah.
Plus, he was, like, the one thing people forget is he got injured a lot. Mm-hmm. So he was, like, there, and then it'd be a storyline, and then there was no storyline because he was hurt. And then he was there, and he got spinning, and then he was there, and he got hurt. And it was like, fuck, man.
Yeah.
Start, stop.
And it happened again. Yeah. Anyway. We'll figure that out, though. I mean.
What's your grade?
Kazuchika Okada might end up fucking around being that top five, four.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Because that dude, you know, and now people are going to be able to see him. Oh, you know what we didn't bring up is Tama Tonga going to WWE. Is that official?
I don't think. It's not official as far as I know. But I think it's a given. At some point, it's going to happen.
You think his brother going too?
His brother's been in New Japan doing stuff. He's in the New Japan Cup tournament. I don't think his contract's up yet either.
No. I don't think so neither. But I'm just saying, like...
And Hikaluo or whatever, he be going down the ranks and shit, but...
No, that was bad. They be doing that last year.
I was like, what the...
Because, like, they throw up hearts,
I know, but then I was just like, bro, what is you on, dog? With the blue and black on, is what we doing today? Yeah. You been out in the city. No, but Hikaluo's going to be with AEW, or with New Japan for a while, too. So.
Yeah. I would like to see G.O.D. I mean, because WWE needs to start to build their tag team.
They need
to start building more continuity within that division. But my grade, I got to give it an A. I mean, honestly, there were some matches I probably wouldn't go back and watch, but I wouldn't say that they were bad. I mean, that's really only the 12-man tag match. I probably wouldn't give a shit about that to go back and watch it. Maybe the scramble match, but even the scramble match was pretty good.
Right, it was fun to watch, like, because they were wilding. That's what I'm saying. The whole show was like, it's one of those where, I know for me, I pop in wrestling like I watch movies. So for me, I'd be like, oh, let me watch this while I got it in the background while I'm doing some shit.
But, I mean, the cake fest of Chris Statlander, Willow Nightingale, Julia Hart and Sky Blue. I mean, and Julia Hart had the smallest... cakes, but still, I mean, that match was fucking good.
It was a tribute. Yeah. People came with their A game because it was a tribute to Sting.
And the crazy thing about that was on our pre-show.
Yeah,
that was a pre-show match.
One or 1,000, goddamn it.
Yeah, I gotta give it an A. Like, I'm gonna be honest with you. It's just, I don't think I gave the last show an A.
No.
I'm pretty sure I didn't. No, this show was deep, and they gave you a shitload of 11 matches. 11? And they put on a show like that? Shit. I mean, that's one of this is one of those pay-per-views you got to be proud to be a part of. Like, this one of the pay-per-views, like, you probably kind of pissed that you weren't even a part of it. Like,
damn. I know there's people who are like, fuck, I should have ordered it, and like, their replays. For whatever reason, AEW does really good with replay. Like the replays.
Yeah.
I think some of it has to do with cost.
Yeah.
But hopefully once they get an over-the-top network, this won't be a problem.
Mm-hmm. Are they still going to HBO Max?
I guess, maybe.
It makes sense. I mean, you know they're going to stream the tournament off of HBO Max, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, dope. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be on Paramount.
No.
Because CBS has some of the games, don't they? Or is Turner got everything?
Yeah, you know what? You might be right. Might be both. But I got a notification that they're going to be on HBO Max. So, with that said, you got anything else to add?
Oh! No, that's it.
All right, with that said, be sure to check out 1515 Avenue and other content. Be sure to rate, subscribe, review to the podcast. Find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or any other podcast platform you choose to use. Just type in 1515 Avenue, and you should find a podcast such as Equal Opposites, Love and Hip Hop, The Rundown, Wrestling, Roundtable, or Studio Flow. Click on the Amazon banner, go support the site. Go to our website, 1515 Avenue. You can find all those podcasts too as well. And with that said, it is me, Stir the Pearl.
It's Miller.
And we out.
Jamming on the one.
You are now listening to The Raw, The Bad, and The Other.
Thank you.